Live from Grand Rapids, Michigan, it's the huge Super Bowl special. Oh yes, everybody in Grand Rapids. Are you excited? Come on, we're all excited. Yes, it is the huge Super Bowl special for the huge show. And it's a party. It is a party, guys. Oh my goodness, I am so excited. This Super Bowl is going to be real special, guys. I know, the Detroit Lions, you know, they had a great start to the year. Couldn't quite close the deal. You know, 6-2 is a great start. I was hoping, you know, but they couldn't pull it through. And you know what, though? Don't worry about it, because next year, next season, they're going to be even better. I believe in them. I believe in John Kitna. I think they're going to be okay. You know, the Bears, they're terrible. You know, Favre's going to retire. The Vikings, who knows what they're... I mean, everybody thinks they're going to be bad, they're good. Everybody thinks they're going to be good, and they're terrible. So, you know, one thing it's done for the division, though, the division suddenly has become very good, you know. Like in baseball with the AL Central, you know, everybody's competing. Except for the Bears, you know, they're kind of like the Kansas City Royals. But, you know, this could be a very special Super Bowl. I don't want to take anything away from it. We could be looking at perfection from the New England Patriots, and we're going to get right into all of that. We've got so much to get to. We've got a packed show. I am so happy to be doing the Super Bowl special for the huge show, and we're going to get right into it. This hour of the huge show brought to you by Eddie Tomcat's Pineapple Palace with their brand new pineapple cider that is absolutely amazing. Guys, you got to try this cider. It is so delicious. Check it out. Also brought to you by Gordon's Lamb Wraps. You know these wraps. You will not believe how succulent this lamb meat is either. And try their new mac and lamb. The cheese they use with the macaroni is just outstanding. It is so good. So check those out. That's how we're sponsored. Try them out. And let's get right into it. In the third hour, we've got a huge contest going, our very own wing-eating contest. We call it the Wing Bowl, and we are debuting it this year. It is going to be huge. It's going to take off the popularity. It's going to go national, but we started it here in Grand Rapids, the Wing Bowl, Wing Bowl 1, and we're going to see who can eat the most bat wings, sponsored by Mel's Pub, with their special hot sauce for the bat wings. And basically, we're going to qualify people in the third hour for this Saturday. That is going to be the Wing Bowl. This Saturday night will be the Wing Bowl. So this is going to be huge in the second hour. Can't wait to get to this interview. We've got the coach, Wayne Fontes. That's right. He led the Detroit Lions to greatness. We are so excited about that, right? But let me tell you, in this hour, and I wanted to count backwards on purpose because in this very segment, we've got a very, very special guest, Phil Sims. That is right, from CBS Sports. You will not want to miss this interview. It is going to be huge. First, we're going to take a couple phone calls. We'll get into a couple phone calls, and then we're going to bring in Phil, and this is going to be great. So let's go ahead. Let's take a few phone calls. I see they're lighting up already, and what do you got for me, guys? Is this really Southside High?
Yeah, this is still me.
Oh, you still in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm still down in Chicago. You know I'm from the Southside. I don't care.
Well, what'd you call for?
I'm calling up here because you still suck.
Oh, here we go.
Still a fraud.
You know, you always called...
Wait. You're going to rot in prison, you know that?
What did you say?
I don't care.
What did you say? I'm going to hang up
suck.
On you. I'm going to hang
suck.
Up on you.
Yeah, I don't care. Go ahead. Hang up on me.
Fine, you
care.
Know, because you've got no class saying something like that.
Great points about everything. You know, yeah,
what?
You still suck, you know that?
Oh, whatever.
You still suck.
You know what?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
See you in jail, punk.
Why did you guys let him on? For those of you who did not listen to the huge show, when I was in Chicago, Southside Hyde was this regular caller, classless jerk, mind you, who used to call up every day just saying the most horrible thing. Don't pay attention to him. Don't listen to him. All right, now we don't have time to take any more calls. I got to calm down. Phil, is he ready now? We are honored to bring in Phil Simms. Phil, thank you so much for being on with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, we're going to get into quarterbacks and Super Bowl.
Well, anytime that you have a quarterback in the National Football League,
right,
like Tom Brady,
right,
what you're going to have is a guy who can take his team on his shoulders, and you know that when he lines up, he's going to throw the ball into the end zone at least three times in a game.
Right.
And you're most likely going to win those games.
Right. And
it's
so
it's just like when I played and I had a really good surrounding cast, then I knew I could win football games.
Right, and that's, you know, what the quarterback position
but,
is.
Well, the thing is, it's about being able to take the team and put it on your shoulders and being able to make that drive down the field. And you know that when you throw that ball into the end zone, it's going to be caught.
Right, and that's...
But Tom Brady has at least three guys that he knows he can throw to into the end zone. Randy Moss.
Right.
Wes Welker.
Okay.
And Jabbar Gaffney.
Right.
You know he's going to throw to those guys, but you don't know which.
Right. And so when you have that...
But where things are not going his way, he can find somebody on that team that can help him, and they pick each other up.
Now, when you say they...
Well,
they
pick... you know, when I won the Super Bowl, my own Super Bowl, you know, I had greatness, but Tom Brady, you know, he might not be as great as I was in my prime, but he has more years ahead of him.
Well, how about Eli Manning is great?
When you see that greatness...
Well, greatness like Eli Manning has got it.
But, okay, but then what? Then you've got a guy who can win football games, but can he win all the time? See, with Tom Brady, you know that he is going to light it up every game, every time he gets on the field.
Right, and that's what, you know, everybody talks about.
What show am I on right now?
The Huge Show.
The Huge Show?
Right.
The Huge Show?
Right, The Huge Show.
Well, I mean, I thought I was on ESPN.
Well, you are on ESPN. We are...
Well, I've never heard of you.
Okay,
but,
well...
No, I've never heard of you.
Okay, well, do you...
Well, I'm going to have to talk to my agent.
Did you want to finish the interview?
Well, no. I mean...
Well, thanks for being on. And
okay. Bye now.
Okay. That was Phil Simms. Geez, guys, didn't you tell him what show he was going to be on? I mean, help him out here. I mean, you know, it's kind of embarrassing when he's asking, you know, what show he's going to be. I mean, you guys are bringing me down here. All right, let's take... Well, I guess, you know, the show must go on, and I guess that was kind of short. So let's take another phone call. This is Lamar in Grand Rapids. Hey, Lamar.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on with you?
Yeah, I just called up to talk about, well, y'all talking about you throwing like a Super Bowl party?
Right, like a Super Bowl,
nah,
you know.
Y'all don't know how to throw no Super Bowl party.
What are you talking about?
Yo.
We know. What?
Go ahead with that. Go ahead with that. Y'all just a bunch of white people. You don't know nothing about no party.
Come on, Lamar.
Okay?
I mean,
what? Nah, this show, there ain't nothing huge about this show. It's a huge waste of time.
You know, you're a huge waste of time. You
whatever,
know that?
Yo. All right, peace.
Guys, all right, we got to go to break soon. When we come back, we got to get this show back on track. This is terrible. I mean, you're bringing me down with phone calls like that, and you You don't tell Phil Simms what show he's going to be on, and you do all this stuff. I mean, what's wrong with you guys? All right, take us out. Come on, let's go to break, all right? Guys, will you stop messing around? I told you I hate this song. What are you doing to me? God, this is supposed to be a huge Super Bowl celebration, and you don't care, do you? You don't care. All you do, I mean, you play around, you do all this. I don't even know if I can come back after this. You know, I didn't even get to my huge tip of the day. I don't even know what is it about cell phones and driving and something about iPods. Just take us out. We'll...